Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. 5GMs is happy to present that we are now official ambassadors of Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. If you're unfamiliar, Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. is an eco-conscious TTRPGs accessory business that creates unique and trendsetting products. They're passionate about creating a greener future, and they've partnered with Ecology and proudly donate a portion of their revenue every month to help support initiatives that focus on renewable energy, carbon offset projects, and sustainable practices. What does us being official ambassadors mean for you guys? Well, you can use our new discount code, the number 5GMs, to receive 15% off your first order. I'll repeat that again. That is 5GMS for 15% off your first order. You can use that discount code to order the Ultimate Game Night Backpack, Dice Potions, Dice Goblin Mystery Scoops, a really cool glass water bottle that also can hold your dice or any sort of trinkets on the bottom. They have also apparel. They have t-shirts, sweatshirts, you name it. And they have mugs, cups, stickers, anything under the sun. Your game nights are about to get a little bit more magical. And thank you to Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. for having us as ambassadors. This season of 5GMs in a Trenchcoat deals with heavy political themes, sudden death, grief, loss of the sense of self, abuse of power, extortion, and the paranormal. Viewer discretion is advised.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories to the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trenchcoat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Beyond the Barrier. I'm Kim, your GM for the season, and we will start on my left today.
Hello, I'm Adam. I'm on the left, and I'm playing Desideria. And things aren't looking great.
Hey, guys, it's Tanner. You remember, and I play Sable Klein, a.k.a. Taper. You remember last game when Jesse was like, his name is Richard Graveson? Or whatever the fuck he said?
Gravitas?
Oh, my God.
It's Grave-Toss.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, I gave him my address, you know? Remember that? All right, that's where we're at.
Specifically, he said Graves-Toss?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. There's so little reason why I should let you live. You know, like why you should live right now, Jesse.
I'm just a little baby.
Oh.
You're going to kill a little baby? And I'm Jesse, by the way.
I'm Tanlin. Hello. I've been playing Kyle Brown.
Where we last left off with the coin flip, you were working out some crew tensions, i.e. you were at Desideria and Kyle's house. You had Richard in a cell, in your house?
No, it was a bug out room that we converted into a cell.
Okay, yeah, that's right. And you held him there. Sable was off doing a few, like, errands and scouting, you know, just super cash. Yeah, Dee and Kyle decided to take a small trip to the vampire's house, but then not even halfway decided maybe we shouldn't be doing this and headed back down. And then they made the decision to gather everybody up and go to the Brunettis. You guys showed up to the Brunettis. Dee and Kyle stayed back to watch. Sable and Richard went up because Sable made Richard go with him. Then you guys spotted a figure in the window up top. Sable pushed Richard to the wall and has his gun out. And that's where we are now. So, how far away, like, are you two, like, pushed up, like, right next to the door, pretty much just looking up at this person?
So, I think my position is, Richard is my human shield facing, like, If the person's up and to my left,
yeah, I'd say like facing. you're down against the wall and you're seeing this figure kind of like up a little bit to the like right.
I have both of us against the wall behind the door, and okay. My gun's aimed up there with Richard also facing up there. So if I get shot at, Richard gets shot first.
Kyle and Dee, you both see this. This happens pretty much simultaneously. Is there anything that you two want to do?
So I see someone like peek out.
And... yeah, you see, because I think you two clocked it first, and then they clocked it. So you two. Saw the person very quickly. You see Sable grab Richard. You guys go up against the wall, and then there's just this figure who seems to look down at them, and you can't quite see them because you're kind of, you stayed fairly far back, but you kind of like see like their shadow like move their head, and they seem like the way their head is tilting, they're like looking down like into the warehouse.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do.
How many stories is this, Kim?
It's about the same size as your guys' warehouse. It's around like two like large stories pretty much. And yeah, so if you guys don't do anything. And so I think a beat goes by and you're all expecting something to like happen. Either whether it's you get shot at or something awful happens. I think you two will see like the door like creak open, and you'll just hear like very quietly like, what are you guys doing here?
Do I see inside the door?
The door is just very like ever so like propped open. It's dark in there.
Am I speaking with Miss Brunetti at the moment?
Are you all here?
Can you please answer my question before I respond?
Just get your ass in here.
And then I'm going to, okay, so on that, I'm going to look at you guys, where you guys are, and actually, I'm not going to look directly at you, but I'm going to, wave in your vague direction and then point towards the door with my gun hand. I'm still holding on to Richard.
You think that means go over there?
I'd have to assume Kyle, yeah. He's not dead, so.
Yeah. Hey.
Would you mind opening the door for me?
Sure. And she'll, like, prop it open a little bit more.
Okay, and then I shove...
So you can go in.
Yep. I shove Richard in. Okay. And then I wait while they come, and I still have my gun out, just, okay. Like, waiting. Just yeah. Kind of scanning the area.
Dee and Kyle, you guys head down?
Yeah. Bro thinks he's 007 or something.
These two make it in.
Okay, I go in
yeah.
last.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I quickly shut the door.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you all are in this warehouse now. It is dark. That's the first thing you notice. The door... Sable shuts the door, it quickly gets locked, ka-dunk, sh-dunk. And you can't really see her, but you've seen her like in a dark warehouse before. You do see Bella in front of you. I think there's just like a beat of just very awkward and very tense silence.
Kim,
yes.
How many people are there in here?
There is a good amount. They are a small mob, but they're smaller than the big four, but they're still big enough to be well known.
We can't shoot our way out, Tanner.
Where is the nearest cover?
The nearest cover, so
from them,
it's a very like lived in, I would say, like space. There's a lot of like crates and things in here that you could probably find cover from in case you ever needed it.
Okay.
So that's something that you would clock right away, especially being who you are. Right, you would cool. see just there is places to take cover if it's needed.
All right, cool. Thank you.
But you hear after a long bout of silence.
So why are y'all showing your faces here?
Against our own personal better judgment.
I agree.
We've decided to reach out in person.
Foolish of you.
Well...
You didn't leave us many other options.
And with what's going on...
And neither did you.
Don't say us as if it was an us option thing.
I was going to say the same thing.
Aww. Yes, but it inherently becomes a royal you guys.
We offered to kill him.
What? You guys offered to kill me?
Yes, you did something very stupid and it caused a lot of grief for a lot of people. When's the last time you got paid? Do you remember?
I mean, I got a check sent, but...
Do you have it? Did you get the money?
I wasn't able
to. Kyle, can
it
you
up.
Punch him, please?
Oh!
So, again, against our better judgment, with what's going on in the city, if the Brunettis are what you want to be, or can be what you want or say you are, I think that a moment of sitting down and hiding with all of our tails between our legs probably isn't the best call. As easy as it is. What would you like me to roll?
I think this would have to be a... Because what is your intention with what you're trying to say right now?
What I'm saying is that even though there's heat on us, what's going on in the in the city, it's the perfect time to raise ranks. She knows it. We know it. Like, that's the thing that, like, I study, right? Like,
yeah,
that's
my whole absolutely.
Thing. As a spider, as this idea, like, she wants to be big. She wants to be ahead of a big house. And I'm assuming that this house wants the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. They want the... And if there's ever a time to seize things, it's in intense disarray. So the city is on edge. The watchers are everywhere. People are in curfew. If there's ever a time to sow discord and to make big moves, it's now.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a lot of security, it's predictable. Everyone knows that. Because they have to be on the same plan in order for that many of numbers to operate. If there's 3 security guards, it could get a little wonky because they might all be on something different. But if there's 1,000 security guards, they all have to be on the same page, which means there's just one page. You know it, and I'm sure you're tired of hiding in the dark.
We'll say that this is a sway roll, okay. Since you are trying to...
I'm going to go ahead and stress myself out twice.
Okay.
Beautiful. Nice. I got 2 5s and 2 6s.
Slay. Beautiful. Very good.
I hear what you're saying. And I don't disagree. But do you have any idea what's going on?
Not in the slightest, but I'm sure with a little bit of information, there's a lot of things we could take advantage of. Because, well, let's be honest, no one's looking this way because the hand with the pigeon's doing something else.
I've been doing what I can to keep heat off of us and consequently you guys. I've been lying out my ass to maybe save yours.
And as much as I appreciate that, I think it's time to stop lying to save asses. And maybe we lie to put some heat on someone else.
What are you suggesting?
Who do we want to throw under the bus? What step do we want to step up?
I feel you know as well as anybody who the best targets are. Although I fear we can't do it alone with the way things are going right now.
Well, you see, Miss Brunetti, you've been lying a lot, as you said.
Correct.
And one thing I've found about lying is that when you keep lying, no matter how good you are at it, people get tired of seeing your face. What if it's time for a new mouthpiece? Let me do the lying for you. Let us a little deeper into the operation and we erect every issue that he caused. And then maybe when he's paid it off, we don't kill him. Kyle, punch him again.
That would be ideal. We can't make currently any sudden moves with the light that's on us. Which is why I haven't been answering any of your calls. Because I can't leave a trail.
I'm going to step closer to her.
Mm-hmm.
How does the room respond?
So you step closer to her, and I think I know the energy that D is coming at isn't wholly aggressive. Isn't wholly, like, has malice behind it. But I think with how tense everything's been the past few days, you feel and hear the room shift slightly.
I want to lean in and whisper something to her. And okay. I don't want it to be on mic.
Okay, you can text it to me.
And the reason I whisper is I don't want anyone to hear it. Like, if it's a thing we execute, I don't want it to be. So I think I even, like, lean in and, like, do, like, a little, like, arm grab, like, arm cross, and just... And then I back up a little bit. But that's, you know, to be seen. Do you want me to roll for it?
Yes, because okay. I think it's something.
I'm going to stress myself some more, but I got 5.
I think after you say that and pull away, she tenses slightly at the even thought of it. And I think she says, that's something that could be seen. Maybe not right this moment.
If there's ever a moment, it's now. And you know it as well as I do.
Correct.
Names tend to bring heat, right?
Absolutely, as you've all shown. I think for us to get to where I think we both want to go, we need more information, and we need more people on our side.
The people thing shouldn't be too hard, I don't think.
I don't think so, not with what seems to be happening. I don't think it'll be hard to convince people otherwise. But I think finding out what exactly is going on, because even I am not sure, would be beneficial.
I don't disagree.
So, I'll task that to you guys. Again, I can't make any too sudden movements.
Understood. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna open the door.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait for everybody else to leave.
A lot of subtext left on the floor, you know? A
lot of subtext on the floor. Yeah, so you let everybody, as do Kyle, Dean, Richard.
Yeah.
Leave.
And then I watch our backs, I go through the door.
And you guys are able to exit safely. You do know that you should probably make haste getting home as curfew is approaching.
Forgot about curfew.
Let's go.
I'm so fast.
And you guys make it back to Dean Kyle's house, because that's where you're staying right now, because you blew up.
The warehouse.
You blew up the warehouse.
Forever sleepover. You want to crack open some brewskis tonight, Sable?
Tonight, and just tonight.
Yeah?
I'm going to give you the chance to not have to be in the bug out room.
Oh, that'd be great.
Don't fuck it up.
I won't.
Or Kyle's putting you in there.
Oh, okay.
I need to go work on my dissertation.
What do you guys do for the night?
Risky.
Well, all of my like methods of getting rid of stress involve things I can't do because it's in public and at night.
Yeah.
So I brought a book with me. And do you have anything, any alcoholic beverages that aren't beer?
Yeah, they're old.
There's like fine liquor fine and like wine in there.
I definitely go down there and grab just whatever I want. And then start pouring and reading.
You can have whatever you want. I don't really like that stuff.
I don't ask that.
Like, no, I know, but he's watching you just do it. He's like, yeah, you can have whatever you want. It's cool.
You can see that some of them are like drank. Like you can tell they get drank, but not at like a speed, right? Like Kyle's the one that drinks, and he drinks brewskis.
He loves his little brewskis, dude.
So yeah, that's what I do, Kim. I drink and I read. And I keep an eye on Gravis.
Okay.
Gravitas.
Gravis dash toss.
I just sit on the couch quietly.
What are you reading?
I do. I pull one of those, like, I have my gun, like, on the table pointed at him. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, all times as I'm reading.
Can I roll for my...
Yeah, go ahead.
How many dice do I roll again?
You roll 2d6 and then see how many you get rid of.
2. I have a hard time focusing.
Yeah,
dude,
I think...
Is that Pride and Prejudice?
It's this world version of Pride and Prejudice.
Is it Talon. Actually?
Can you reread?
Can you read it to me? I can read, but usually Des reads to me. But Des is real busy.
After, like, maybe, like, 30 seconds of, like, reading, Sable starts reading aloud.
Yeah.
Like begrudgingly. You know what I mean? Like, he's not happy about it,
yeah,
but he's doing it.
He's sitting there. He's kicking his feet. He's having a good time. And then can you do the voice for Mr. Darcy?
He doesn't answer. He doesn't respond.
All right. So, Dee, I think you try your hardest to focus on your dissertation tonight, but I think with the weight of everything, not being able to do what you regularly do with your classes and everything, I think it's all starting to kind of take effect after these past few days.
Yeah.
And I think you're just having a hard time partaking in something that would give you
solace.
Some form of pleasure in this silly little world. And the words are just words today. And I think it's just harder.
That didn't make sense. That didn't even matter.
Yeah. You're having that thought of throwing it all into the trash can.
Yeah, and starting over.
Yeah, and starting over. And yeah, that's how you have your night. Kyle?
Oh, dude, fucking Sable started reading to me. I think he's, like, nodding off, like, sitting on the couch while he's doing his thing.
All right. And yeah, I think that's the night for each of you. It winds down. It's awkward still. All right.
Dude, this is our new advice. Yeah. Reading time.
Yeah, dude.
Listen, if you guys do it enough, I'll let you add one onto it.
He coughs and then fist bumps you.
Dude. You cough a lot.
Yeah, and so you have your night. The day rolls around. I'm not sure what you guys do in the morning.
We wake up. Mm-hmm. Sable always wakes up at like 5:30 sharp.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, that makes sense.
He is always dressed when people see him, and he's probably cleaning more.
Yeah, what about the rest of you?
Would you leave Kyle on the couch alone?
He has Graves. He puts a blanket over you. Like, you know.
Yay, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the rest of you do.
Kyle always wakes up late. Des usually wakes him up.
Get up. House meeting.
We're fucking roommates
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, everyone go sit at the table and I'll get everyone some coffee.
Did I forget to take out the trash again?
Yeah, is there anything specific going on?
Specific going on right now? No, it seems to be just a regular quiet morning.
Okay, so I'm going to give everyone out coffee. All right. So, how'd you like being out of the bug out room?
It was nice.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't do anything stupid in the last 10 hours. Can you keep it that way?
I'll try.
Okay,
Oh, yeah. The last thing you saw when you took him out was he was drawing a pentagram on the, on the floor of your cell.
I feel as though I need to remind you.
Yeah.
I do like you.
Oh, thank you. I like you too.
And I don't want to have us kill you.
Oh, yeah, I don't want that either.
Right, yeah. We align in that.
Should we circle back to me summoning a demon and making a pact?
Nope, so let's not ever bring that up again.
Okay.
Because
I know a guy.
Under no circumstance in which I am still alive and have not said the words, summon the demon now, should you ever summon a demon.
Okay, if you die, I'll summon a demon.
If I'm dead, I don't care. Second, if I say the words, summon the demon now, after this point, you can summon the demon.
Okay.
Okay. Specifically, just those words, okay?
Okay.
Or if I'm dead, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you stay out of the bug out room.
Oh, thank you.
One condition.
Yeah?
Admit there's ghost cats.
Meow.
Oh, okay. It wasn't more than 50%. It was a lie. I've only found like two cats.
Out of how many?
Oh my god, 10, right?
All
right,
thanks. To you two. Relative business. We've been tasked with figuring out exactly what's going on in town. And once we know that, we might be able to assemble a solution that could even perhaps catapult us into a position of relative power. Ideally for me, it'll wedge me in a place where, Kyle, you know, where I get to make more calls and I don't have to get shot at anymore. So, allow us the latitude of a job completed.
We got the town's greatest detective on it, so let's go.
Actually, can I have done something last night?
Yeah.
Can I have reached out to...
Your information broker?
My information broker. Hey.
Yellow.
Lots going on.
Yep.
Can you go ahead and just get me a little docket of... all of the information I may or may not have missed while I was indisposed for the last couple of days.
Sure.
Yeah, and just go and drop it off on the front porch.
All right.
Yeah, thanks. Will do. So I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
So yeah, now it's to this. Speaking of detective work, and I'm going to go out, I'm going to get this docket of just shit, right? All the rumors she's heard, and I just in front of you. Do your job.
Okay. I'll go through the paperwork.
And once you have some, once we have some more information, we can start going at leads. Everyone, get ready for the day.
I start going through all the paper.
Yeah, so you start going through all the paper and the things that you that have been tossed around in terms of rumors and things of that sort. You get a lot of stuff from, I think what is kind of odd to you, Richard, is that there doesn't seem to be a ton of information on the Big Four and what they're doing right now. It seems they're laying, quote unquote, relatively low. And I think that would stick out to you as kind of odd because they're always doing something. They're the Big Four. I think what else you notice is just kind of the regular stuff is going on of the smaller mobs kind of continuing out throughout their regular day-to-day stuff. Missions have been had, things have been stolen of that sort. But there are a few of the smaller mobs that you would see as, like, I guess not necessarily, like, odd stuff that they're doing, but, like, noticeable. The few names that you pick up are the Camillos, the Venturos, and the Ceratores. You would have those three names of crews that have just been, I think, a little bit more active than usual. And I think that's what you pick up from those papers.
All right. I'll relay that back to the boys.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today and check back often. New content is added every week.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
No Gods, No Afters is a TTRPG tragedy miniseries brought to you by The Heart is a Dungeon.
We are going to die. Our death awaits us out there. Why not just curl up in a den and await it?
What is it that you wonder while you wait?
If we must pretend that things can return to the way they once were, then I shall.
Need to find something.
I am completely hidden. Do you think it will matter?
I seek no new experiences, only answers.
Hopeful to dream, and I do hope that this isn't our end.
We must flee. For now, we are things that are killable.
Coming this July.
Five GMs is back with another two-shot, and this time we're playing Star Trek Adventures 2nd Edition by Modiphius. Starring
Hello, my name's Anna Margaret.
Well, howdy there. I'm Adam Teal, otherwise known as Mr. Addup Online. That's M-R-A-D-D-U-P.
Hi, everybody. My name's Katrina. I am Oh Katrina anywhere on the internet.
Hi, I am Brian, a.k.a. Urban Bohemian, pretty much everywhere on the internet.
With Adam Gonzalez as your game master.
And it is a simple, repetitive series of clicks. No words are being spoken, almost like distant bangs of metal, like someone kind of tapping on metal across the room with a mic on.
Join us for this two-shot starting July 18th at 6 a.m. Pacific time, wherever you get your podcasts. And during the two-shot, you'll find out how you can enter to win your own copy of Star Trek Adventure 2nd Edition by Modiphius. Live long and prosper. We hope you'll join us.
So here's what we're going to do. Everyone's going to reach out to everyone they know, and we're going to get some advocates from the Camillos, the Venturos, and the Territories, and we're going to have a meeting today.
Where do you want to have the meeting?
I'm sure there could be a good spot to do it. The big thing that I want to bring up to them is that the adults have left, and it looks like the kids are just playing in the sandbox right now. And just playing isn't going to get anything accomplished, right?
It's odd for the Big Four to be inactive right now. I wonder if we should be preparing for something rather than trying to take advantage of an opportunity.
I think that undeniably the Big Four planning something, but given the fact that we have no idea what that may be, I think our best option is to surprise them, because, well, typically they don't expect the kiddies to unionize, right?
D, your idea is to congregate the smaller mobs and try to establish something so that we can be ready for whatever the Big Four are planning and maybe take an opportunity if it arises?
Yes, but beyond that, I think that we are in the perfect position to perhaps establish ourselves. I think she kind of furrows her brow at the cough, but I think we're at the perfect position to position ourselves in a place where we can even take a spot at the table.
I see.
Because let's be honest, I don't really care what happens to the kiddies as long as we get our seat.
I'm gonna look at Richard and Kyle and see how they react to that little part there.
Richard's keeping his
head
down.
That's been our plan since day one.
Hey, he's not looking at you expectantly. He's trying to like gauge your reaction. He's like, are you hearing this shit? He's like, you know. So Kyle's like there.
Kyle's there.
And then Richard is
just trying to keep his head down because he's on borrowed time right now. So
okay.
I think Kyle's looking at you, gauging your reaction to what Des just said.
Sable looks, I don't know, displeased, but he always looks displeased. Mm-hmm. I don't think he looks any different. You know what
that
I mean? Like, it's just that he always looks a little annoyed with things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'll say without a roll, you know? But,
No, I want to roll.
Okay.
I'm gonna look in you. I got a one.
Dude, Sable's really happy right now, actually. He's feeling really good about everything.
All right. So can we reach out to our informants, see if I could get a meeting going?
Yeah, you can. I think consort would be the best way.
All right. I got a 3.
You got a 3? I'll let you roll for each one.
Okay. So we'll do 3 for Camilos, 6 for Venturos, and then 6 for Sertorius.
All right. So I think the Venturos know Kyle. They know of Kyle. Kyle fights. They yeah. like Kyle. So
yeah, so Kyle reaches out. I'm like, yeah. Hey.
So they aren't a hard ask, yeah. I think.
Go get your dumb buddies to come visit. We're going to meet here. And where would be a good meeting? Actually, I want to meet at the docks.
Okay.
That we went to yeah. at the very beginning.
Yep. All right. So yeah, the Venturos aren't a hard ask. The Ceratorians aren't either because you guys have dealt with them. They're the one who helped you figure out what was going on with the barrier. I think they're like, ah, it's you guys again. Sure, if you need our help further, we can help. And then I think the Camillos are a bit of a harder ask.
We're friends with him.
Yeah. I think that they're a bit of a harder ask given that they don't quite know you guys, but they do know the air that's around you right now. So I think they're a bit of a harder ask. So you're unsure if anyone is going to show up mm-hmm. from their end. It's just kind of like a leave a message at the tone sort of thing.
Yeah.
No one answered. But you know for sure you're going to get the Ceratorians and the Venturos there.
All right. I'm going to kit up. I'm going to take a gun, a knife, and then kind of just basic stuff.
Yeah.
I almost always carry my gear. And I've been carrying it this whole time because, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go normal loaded.
Yeah, I go normal as well. Okay. Actually, probably might go light.
Yeah, I'll go light.
Okay.
So yeah, we go down to the docks for a meeting. Yeah. I would like to go ideally like mid to late day, right? Like within like 2 hours of the curfew.
Okay. Yeah.
I wanna try to find Keem a place in the docks where I can have a vantage point and not be obviously seen.
You okay. know what
I
mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Kyle can be like the obvious muscle, but I'd rather if we're gonna start shooting, you know what I mean, I want to have a good lock on targets, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So where exactly in the docks are you trying to?
A second story go? Would be nice, like a roof, a close by rooftop would be good.
Okay.
I'll bring a rifle instead of my shotgun.
Okay.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably that. You know, with a little bit of cover would also be good.
Okay.
You
know? Just like the general best meeting spot.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like towards the like outskirts of the this. Dock is a maze, but so there's a lot of like shipping containers and stuff like that. It'd probably be a little closer on the outskirts of the docks where it's like you're kind of obscured from most vision. You can probably find a spot that's nestled like where some like shipping containers are, where there's like a little ledge, but like you have a vantage point and you could still relatively hear, but you're not super easy to detect.
All right, thank you, Keem.
So that's where you'll go. And so you guys show up. And I think you guys see Nightshade from the Ceratorians, and then you see Silver Scar from the Venturos. You don't seem to see anybody from the Camillos, so it seems to just be two.
Scar, baby!
Good to see you.
Bear, I'm so glad you reached out. Where have you been?
Dude, been laying low. You know how it is.
Give me some sugar.
Thank you for making it out.
Of course. Friend of Kyle's is a friend of ours.
Yeah. Friend of Kyle's is a friend of mine.
He's flexing.
Yeah. Nightshade.
Yeah, and you see Nightshade. You're like, pleasure conversing with you all again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What do you need?
More of a proposition.
Oh.
Than a need.
Like those.
Everyone tends to. Well, you see. You can't get in a place like this without taking, you know.
Absolutely.
And there's this fun little thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where, well, what I would call radio silence has been from the Big Four.
It's been weird.
And unsurprisingly, we've all come out to play.
Mm-hmm. Might as well.
It's disorganized and sloppy. You see, my associate here, and I'm going to point at Richard.
Ah, that Hello. Guy.
Yes. I've
been hearing your name everywhere, bud.
Yeah. Oh,
good to know that I'm popular.
Nope. Gave me quite an idea. You see, associating with, well, someone who gets you caught up is a good way to apply a secondary form of pressure. Why be little houses? And why play in the sand pit when we can make a different play.
What do you...
I would be hard-pressed to believe that the Big Four aren't planning something. Silence on their end is nonsense. And frankly, I think they're kind of just letting us do what we want because they don't care.
Are you suggesting we make them care?
I'm suggesting we make them wonder where we are. And then when they make a move, we make a much swifter, more decisive move.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
All I'm saying is that the rest of them won't really care if we establish our place in, with one of them. Why go for all four heads when you can just go for one?
That's true.
I just want a piece of whatever's going on there. Because I'm sure it's something.
I'm sure it's something big.
And I just want good for my cousin and I.
You see Silver Scar be like, love Kyle.
My boy, Daps.
Yeah, Daps you up and be like,
I have
missed him.
The backing of the Brunettis.
Hmm.
For now.
All right.
And I think it's time we organize a little bit of our crime.
All right. I'm picking up what you're putting down. How do you suggest we go about that? Do you know anything?
Well, you see, that's the great thing about organization. Someone will.
That's true.
So how about we start figuring that out?
I think that's a good idea.
And I need to have another chat with my benefactors on the Brunetti side of things.
All right. Was it just us?
I'd love to get the Camilos in, but...
Maybe if we start making moves, they'll start noticing.
That's the hope.
I'll have you roll a sway.
That's three.
I'll ask our crew what they know. And see if they're willing to... try. And I think you see, like, Scar shift a little bit. And it's like, yeah, it's a big ask. The Big Four aren't always the kindest, but... Well, they're letting us out to play, aren't they?
They should keep us on a shorter leash if they don't want things like this to happen.
It's true.
I'll be seeing you.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Big ol'.
Mwah. Miss those lips. Dude, next time.
Richard, let's go.
Yeah. We gotta fight.
Yeah, we gotta link up, actually. Yeah. I've been feeling it, you know. I'm getting rusty.
Yeah. We've been missing
you.
I'll hit you up. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Maybe we can figure something out outside the curfew.
That sounds good.
Yeah, maybe something a little earlier.
A little earlier.
Yeah.
You chat with the boys, I'll chat with my boys.
What's happening right now?
Meet up at the bathhouse.
That's a good idea, actually. We can loosen up.
There we go. Yeah. Right before a match. I think that sounds like a great idea.
I slowly train my sights onto Kyle.
we gotta figure something out. My guys will contact your guys. You'll know.
Oh, yeah.
You always know.
I always know.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah, of course. All right.
Already gone.
See you later.
Yeah, see ya.
And so, yeah, you guys depart. Is there anything you'd like to do after that?
No, I think we just walk to wherever you end up meeting us.
Yeah, meeting.
You probably take a second.
Docks. Yeah, I'm gonna watch everybody leave.
Yeah.
Before I head out.
Yeah, they leave. They get in cabs and they part ways and they seem to leave.
All right, then I'll climb down.
Jog after them.
Did anybody look suspicious during like that? Did I notice anything where I was like, huh?
I think. You notice there's, in terms of like body language, I think coming from both of them, it was very like tense and not very open. I don't know if that you would necessarily consider that like suspicious, but I think that's something that you would have picked up during the conversation, whether that just be their general hesitancy or maybe something else. You're not 100% sure, but I think that's what you noticed as they were having that conversation.
Cool. Okay. Thank you, Kim. Then, yeah, once we meet back up, like, nearby, obviously, I'm gonna mention that. Just, they look tense. Do you think they're gonna go with it?
They'll bite eventually.
What's next? And I look at my watch. What time is it, Kim?
You guys are coming up on curfew. You have about maybe like 45 minutes.
Okay. We go home and wait.
All right.
And we have another meeting with Miss Brunetti tomorrow.
Okay.
Just us two.
I look at Graves and Kyle. All right.
Can I partake in my thing again?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Nine, I overindulge.
You overindulge.
I stay up late.
Yeah, you stay up late again, but you get rid of all your vice. Yeah, I think you just... I think after that, having that conversation and having actual plans in place, I think you're starting to feel back in your element. Maybe a little too much, though. You get a little lost in the sauce. You stay up, pulling a all-nighter. But you feel, I think, for the first time in the middle of all of this mess... You feel a sense of clarity and you feel like a sense of direction. So I think that's how you're feeling. Anybody else want to do anything for the night?
Yeah, we'll do story time. Yay! Again. I've got nothing else to do. So.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
I'll join in on story time.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's you sitting in the middle of both of us.
I'm sitting in a chair. Yeah, Sable's not. He's the only thing he's doing is reading out loud.
I think Kyle was picturing it in his head that we were gonna all just kick it on the couch, and then if he sees you in like the side chair, and she's like, oh.
Yeah, he's sitting in a lounge chair reading with his legs crossed.
Yeah, I think I do my work out here though. Normally I do it in like my room or my office. Yeah, I'm at like the dining room table separated, mm-hmm. but I'm at least out here with them.
Yeah.
Do you think Miss Bennett is gonna accept the because he just. He confessed his love for her. You think she's gonna accept it? Have you read this book before?
Many times.
Oh, don't spoil it. Never mind. Don't spoil it for me.
So yeah, story time. That's our story time.
Yay. Yeah, and I think we close out this episode on story time. So yeah, that's the end of this episode.
Goodbye. Just kidding. We have to sign off.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for listening. This has been Five Gems in a Trench Coat. I hope you're enjoying us so far. Things are getting interesting. If you like us, you can go ahead and follow us everywhere at Five Gems in a Trench Coat. We're at Five Gems Official on X and
Blue Sky.
X and Blue Sky at Five Gems Official. At Five Gems in a Trench Coat everywhere else. You can go and find us online. You can follow us where you follow your podcasts. Like us, comment, repost, share us with grandmas. Grandmas love us. Passing that to Tanlin. What do you do for all of those things?
Dude, I do so much art all the time, every day. Every day I'm drawing. Every day my hand hurts. Gremlin Frog Art, FROGGART, on both Instagram, Twitter, X, TikTok. I think I started doing TikTok recently.
Yeah, Jesse, how's that? Are you out of debt yet?
And you got divorced, right?
You're having a tough one.
Yeah, how's the kid?
You said something about the mistress. Or about the babysitter, the babysitter being the mistress, and now you're divorced.
Nobody, who was his wife's mistress.
Yes, no,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Jesse got cucked.
Right.
Ex-wife now taking child all of his money.
And yeah. The kid, which is a little embarrassing.
Yeah, you know.
It's embarrassing. It's not sad. It's embarrassing.
The kid also cheated on me with another dad.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, that's someone else taking your kid to Disneyland, bro. That's tough.
Damn.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
He still has child support payments, too.
Hello! Thank you for listening to 5 Jams in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on our social media at 5 Jams in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Jams Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5jamsinatrenchcoat.com, super easy. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment if you want to. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5jamsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye! Hey, thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gemsintrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Gems in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content.
If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5jamsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.